And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Thursday the 18th of April 2024. With local elections looming around the country, council leaders from England's four major political parties have come together to show unity over climate action. This move comes thanks to the Taking the Heat Out of Local Climate Action pledge that is being gathered by UK 100 and the Mission Zero Coalition. The pledge is to open signatures now and has already brought together leaders such as Councillor Richard Clewer, Councillor Bev Craig and Councillor Tim Adams. Thanks to the new Zero In Accelerating Local Climate Action report from UK 100, there are warnings that a rise in misinformation and wavering support in the government could lead to net zero on climate projects being a deciding factor in many of the local elections in May. And the Department for Work and Pensions has announced that more than 250,000 workplace training places have been delivered to benefit claimants over the course of the last 3 years, with this supporting the development of skills and boosting long-term economic growth. In the last financial year, 81,190 training places were delivered by the DWP, the target of 80,000 being hit 2 months ahead of schedule. That figure also brings the total number of places delivered to 266,330. These come through the sector-based Work Academy programme, which was launched in 2021 and supports the government's long-term plan for growth. And finally, a new report has published into the ways that religious education is delivered in schools, with it finding that the subject is currently lacking in depth. Due to the fact that the curriculum tries to cover a number of religions, this education often lacks depth and leaves students unable to remember a lot. By taking an approach that focuses on depth of study, students are left able to learn much more. A number of other recommendations were made through the report, including ensuring that teachers have the right subject knowledge to teach RE well to all students. And that is the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.